PCS voicemail box of...
Jeff Hopper.
We're just batting zero.
Leave a voice message, press 1.
You are batting zero.
Or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
I don't want to press 2 now. I don't want to page him.
At the tone,
maybe he'd call us back then.
Message. When you are finished recording, you may hang
you think?
Up or press 2
I don't know.
For more options.
Jeff Hopper, would you rather answer your phone or do whatever it is you're doing right now? Wrong. The answer should have been answer your phone. This is Brad and Faith from the Two Blind Squirrels, and we're calling you because you asked us to, but you didn't answer the phone, and you hurt my feelings. You hurt me deep, Jeff. Deep. I'm going to go deal with it, and I'll get back with you, okay? All right, so that's that.
Okay, you big faker.
Yeah, we're like you said, we're batting 1,000 here.
Is that what it is?
No, batting zero.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Here we go. The drum start. Everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Today, a kindler, gentler Two Blind Squirrels. Sorry for the rant yesterday. You know, there was glass in my Cheetos. What can I say? Cheerios. Cheerios. Not Cheetos.
Make your eyes big.
Does your wife ever look at you like one of those puppy dogs that cocks his head to the side with one ear kind of, you know, dangling? Faith looks at me like that a lot. What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
No, I try to make my eyes big like that.
So
whatever that thing was in bedtime stories. What was that thing?
It was a guinea pig.
Guinea pig.
Bugsy.
Bugsy.
Hey, that was a good movie. We need to review a movie real quick. We're going to review The Wager.
Oh yeah, no, we're
no,
not. We
not The Wager.
Quit talking about The Wager.
How many times are we going to review The Wager?
Wasn't that good?
How many times?
Don't
can
go
review
get
the
it.
Wager?
That's my view review. We're going to review The Second Chance.
The Second Chance. No, it's just called Second Chance.
Just
not
second,
The Second Chance.
Oh, it's called Second Chance.
And the preview was fairly lame. The box is fairly lame. The DVD, the title is, I don't know, here, neither here nor there. If you read the synopsis for the movie, it's pretty lame. The movie itself?
Really good.
Really good.
We were pleasantly surprised. We put it in thinking, we'll last 10 minutes.
I really got the cross turned off
because Smitty was in it.
Wow. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. I really got the impression of The Cross and the Switchblade.
Well, that movie was made in like 1978 or something.
We're both having very bodily function kind of problems here.
1970. I mean, what do you? I mean, they didn't do Christian movies back then.
Well, I know
it was hokey. But I mean, what's his name? Pat Boone. Wasn't it Pat Boone?
Yeah.
He was so cool.
Okay, for then I guess
he was fearless.
I guess
you don't go into the gangs in New York with, you know, and just walk in.
But it wasn't Pat Boone. It wasn't his. I mean, he was just the actor. And well, they did
right.
a very poor
it was,
job portraying.
David.
The story.
David.
Okay, his name was David. We got it. So the point of the matter is that the story itself is an awesome story.
Wilkerson.
John's cousin?
Yeah.
The story itself.
Dave Wilkerson. That's it. It was going to bug me.
The story itself was quite awesome.
You do it too. You get mad at me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Huff at me.
Can't finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, I never have that problem.
But the movie.
I don't know. I never get interrupted at all.
The movie was so bad.
Which movie?
Pat Boone was so bad.
Oh, okay.
The actors in it were so horrible that. It was like a Partridge Family episode. It was really bad. It was this movie about this guy dealing with gangsters.
It was the book The Cross and the Switchblade in the 50s.
But
early 60s.
You weren't scared when you watched it. You weren't scared of anybody.
No.
You know?
Because it was made to show in churches. Yes. It wasn't real. I mean, those guys were probably cussing him up one side, down the other. I mean, they now threatened his life.
Well, this movie managed to convey threats. It conveyed the attitude. There was not a single cuss word in it, but you didn't miss that.
What? In what movie?
Second Chance.
There's no cuss words.
I didn't hear
it. It was full of them. Really? Are you kidding me?
Well, when I say cuss words, the gangsters weren't cussing.
Can you put the warning out?
No. We're not going to go there.
They used common words.
Yeah.
But those are considered cuss words.
But all the cussing was done by the preacher.
Well, that's true.
And it wasn't the F word.
And the other people cuss too, like in the board and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway. See? The point of the matter, what I'm saying is that my point was that the bad guys weren't, you know, they didn't use the N word every other word, and they didn't use the F word, and then, you know, and all that. But there was still, and there was a very violent scene that was not even shown, but the impact of that scene was felt in the movie. And that's the way, you know, good movies used to be, you know, and because things were implied and things were left to your imagination. And that's what this movie did. Mm-hmm. Whoever directed this movie did a great job.
Yes.
Now, Michael W. Smith is in the movie. He stars in the movie. He's second. He's kind of there's two main stars, and he's one of them. And his character is perfect for this movie. I mean, you get this image of him in your head. Well, that's the image he has in the movie. He basically plays himself. Well, I don't know if he plays himself.
No, he doesn't play himself.
But I mean, he plays the image
that people have of him, but he's really not like that.
But the point of the matter, I have a lot more respect for him after watching the movie than I did before.
I've been trying to tell you for years, and you don't believe me.
I don't believe you what? That he writes really lame music? I mean, well, I don't...
What are you kidding me? He has written some of the best praise songs in the past 20 years. And you want to talk about lame? Seriously? He arranges music. He is a gift.
He over-arranges music.
Well, you know what? Just because you don't like the whole wall of sound business, it has nothing to do with the way that he arranges it.
Yeah, I know. His is more like a Noah's Flood of sound, but yeah. I'm sorry. It's just not edgy. There's nothing about his music that's really edgy.
It's not supposed to be. It's fresh, mainstream. Crisp. It's
anything
mainstream.
That I like about music is not that.
It's mainstream.
Okay.
Pop.
Okay.
And you love the worship songs he's written.
He writes good songs.
You didn't even know that he wrote them.
He writes good songs. I just like when other people sing them.
Okay.
Okay. And other people cover them. The point of the matter is that the movie itself was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So it was a fiction movie. Sort of.
Well, yeah.
It was, like a lot of Christian movies, it's really hard to
It was a good comment. It was a commentary on...
At the very first of the movie, I almost got a little offended. Because they were
making fun of church.
They were making fun of...
big wealthy churches.
Wealthy churches, which I go to. And which a lot of people go to. And they weren't making fun of it. They were actually just showing what really happens.
Right. But they were
showing it in a context... Mm-hmm. That made it feel pretentious.
Right.
And so you start this movie with this uneasy feeling. And then the movie makes its point as it goes through. Mm-hmm. And there's not... what I really liked about the movie is there's not these Hollywood Christian-y happy endings.
Right.
The movie doesn't do that.
They didn't tie it up at the end. Nope.
It is just... You know, it's just a real story of some real people, and the ending is the perfect place to end the show.
Yeah.
But
it was a commentary on church today and Christians today.
Yeah, and not a bad commentary, not a good commentary, just a real look.
Honest. It was very honest.
Yeah, a real look at the real people struggling.
How we become jaded and how we become...
And how we overcome... Right. Jaded and how I mean it's not the main characters that are all doing this. Sometimes a lot of this is in the side characters that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, the point of the matter is this gets the Dave Avila recommendation. In other words, I recommend Dave Avila watch this movie and get back to me because that I think he'll even
it
like
is PG-13
second
because
chance
it has cussing and
a lot of language
but for
in the movie.
And it has, you know, situations.
With prostitutes.
Gang and prostitution.
Violence and drugs.
Yeah, but it's not, it's like old Hollywood PG-13, not new Hollywood PG-13.
It's still something I wouldn't watch with
your 13-year-old could watch
it. Yeah, something you could watch with your teenagers, not something you want to watch with your 7-year-old.
No, not at all.
So let's look at it as a fiction. It's hard to do that, but let's do it as a fiction. So overall, quality of the movie?
I'd give it, because I mean, the more I think about it, the more I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I give it a 9.
Really?
I would. I would go nine on this.
I would go nine. Okay. Well, I'm going to say 8, so we got 8.5.
Okay.
The story?
Oh, I really like the story.
The story's good.
Hmm.
There were a couple of things that kind of bothered me.
I pointed. You're like, no, point that out. This story, I'd probably give an 8.
I think it was 7. So there we go. And then the acting. I thought the acting was decent.
Uh-huh.
It was better than Fireproof.
It was probably 7.
It was better than Fireproof, better than the football movie Facing the Giants. Mm-hmm. I mean, it had real actors in it.
You thought it was better than Fireproof?
The acting? Oh, yeah.
Well, not, but minus Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron's, he did a great job in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the acting in this movie, I mean, even
by... Overall was better. It was
even by Michael W. Smith was top notch.
Oh, yeah. And he's not an actor.
No. But everybody else in the movie, there was, in these other Christian movies, you kind of point out,
you get that.
They're not real actors, but they're doing a good job. They're trying. It's more like watching a play than a movie sometimes.
Yeah,
this was not like that. This you never noticed the acting.
Mm-mm.
You just didn't notice the acting,
mm-mm,
which is the way you want it to be,
right?
And so, for the acting, I give it, an 8.5.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd go that high.
8.
I don't know. I said 7.
Okay. Well, I give it an 8. She uses a 7, so we reverse on that one. So overall, it gets an 8 average. So that's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, I recommend it. Go get it.
Okay.
What else you got? We saw Bedtime Stories today. That was funny.
That was really good. Yeah, I wanted to get on to... did we promise anything at the beginning?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I wanted to get on to the My Life Ministries. Yeah, we didn't, because I did the whole bit about it. We're softer, gentler today. I wanted to get on to...
We were at dinner tonight, and the waitress brought us chips and salsa, and then we sat there, and we were talking, and we sat there, and I said, Brent, did she take our order? And he looks at me like I've lost my mind. He goes, yeah.
In my mind, I ordered.
Yeah. I thought, where was I? I'm thinking, she didn't take our order.
She took the menu away.
I don't remember telling her what we wanted. And I go, are you sure? And he goes, yeah. And then he stops. Wait, no. No, she didn't take our order. And he looked at me like I was nuts. We didn't take our order, you big dork. We didn't take your order.
You are nuts. But that has nothing to do with whether or not she took our order.
Yeah.
Did we get food? Was it the best fajitas we ever had?
No. They weren't as good as last time.
Yes, they were. They were excellent.
No, it's because I was sick because I ate popcorn.
Oh, that's true. Your taste buds were tainted. Your taste buds.
I gotta run for 10 miles to burn out the popcorn.
Okay.
What were you going to talk about? Bible study.
Bible study. My Life Ministries has started a Bible study. Now, we started it a few weeks ago. If you've been joining us, I don't know how to say this. Tyrion? Tyrion?
What is it?
What? It's a person's name.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
They need to give me a call
we need some phonic lessons.
206-350-6956. Give me a call and tell me how you pronounce your name, sir. Anyway, he is with us. He's doing it with us. Greg is doing it with us, and Larry is doing it with us. Tim has done a couple of days, and we've had some participation from some others a little bit. But bottom line, we start now for real. We're going through Romans. The point of this Bible study, it's on the forums, which is mylifeministries.org/forums. If you go to mylifeministries.org and you're basically anywhere, you will see the Bible study little thing in the menu. If you like to go to the Ning site and play around there, you'll see the Bible study in the menu. But it's mylifeministries.org/forums, and you'll find the Bible study there. It's, can't miss it. It's like the third thing down.
But this isn't like big, long, you gotta spend hours a day, right?
No. The point of this is a 3-minute a day Bible study. The point of this is, and it's not a devotional. Don't think this is your daily bread, okay? This is not our daily bread, okay? The point of this is 3 minutes a day getting you in the Word, not me, not what I had to say about Romans 3:12, okay? But the point is to get you in the Word and you thinking about it. So what it is, it's like three verses that you can read very quickly. If they're short verses, sometimes there's three or four or five. Sometimes there's only one if it's a long verse. And then there's like two questions. And that's it. There's no devotional. There's nothing like that. And you don't even have to answer those two questions. Before every question or before the list of questions, it says answer or comment as led. So if you read this, if you read these scriptures, there's these three passages, and something really jumps out at you and something really speaks to you, then just write it down right there. Just a couple of sentences, you know, just, or maybe one sentence. You write that down and you move on. And the next day you come do it again. The point is to get in the Word every day, to commit to something that is just so stupid simple to commit to. I mean, we're not asking for an hour a day, 10 minutes a day, 5 minutes. You don't even have to go look up the verses yourself. I put the verses right there. You read them, you make a comment. And it's designed to take 3 minutes.
All right.
And I am the slowest reader and typer on the planet. So if I can do it in 3 minutes, you can do it in 3 minutes. Faith can do it in a minute and a half. That's the point of My Life Ministries, is to get us all kind of looking at the same thing. We're going through Romans. We're right now in Romans 3, just wrapping up Romans 3. And we're getting into the really good stuff, which is Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8. Those chapters will change your life. Anybody's life, no matter where you are in your walk. Every time I read them through, it changes my life.
Every time.
Every time.
So come on over.
Come on over. Check it out. Just commit to doing it for 1 week. Okay? You can go into the main forum there and make a commitment. I'm going to have a commitment. I'll have a commitment thing there. You'll see what I'm talking about when you get there. And just say, I'm going to do this for 1 week. You know? And at the end of that week, say, I'm going to do it for another week. Or if you really love it and you're really going to commit, then say, I'm going to commit to do it for a month. But don't commit. Commit for less than you think you can do. Less than you want to do. You want to do it for the whole year? Only commit for the month. You want to do it for a month? Only commit for a week. That way you know that you're going to see it through, and you can really make a decision at the end of that time of whether or not this is benefiting you or not. Because if it's not benefiting you and you got other Bible studies you're doing, then fine, do them. But the point is that this as a community gets us all kind of in the same page and the same thing. And I'm going to bring this up again and again, and we're going to probably go over some of the things we're talking about. So, and we'll have there may be discussions that develop out of some of the things that come up. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, sounds good.
We can always, if there is a really good discussion we can have, we can always carry that over into the conversations, these other areas that are in the forum. Sorry. This is one of the things that's passionate. I'm very passionate about this.
It's okay. I'm very just telling you, wrap this. It up. You wrap don't like 30-minute shows.
I don't like 30-minute shows. This one is exactly 18 minutes and 37 seconds.
Perfect.
Perfect. That is the perfect length for a show. We've given you a movie recommendation. We've just done all the things right we're supposed to do, right?
There you go.
Right. I think so.
It's a good Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday already?
It is.
We got to get some calls going. We got people calling in. Why won't this turn? Oh, I'm on the wrong one. Try to turn it down. You got to turn the right one down.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it up.
The one is actually playing. Okay. I like my Mac Q. My Mac Q is the one we're playing music off of now, so that's really cool. I got it down to two Macs. Next week, our goal, next Thursday, if you're listening to this, Thursday night, that's the 8th, we're going to try to do a live show on ustream.tv. Two Blind Squirrels. I think it's. I'll put the link in the show notes, but just go to ustream.tv, type in Two Blind Squirrels, three separate words, and you'll find us. And we're going to do a live show next Thursday night.
Two Blind Squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.